This is Wild About Utah.
I'm giving thanks for a wild Utah, which is all around us, in our yards, downtown, and even in our homes. I will make my case with the following vignettes. Box elder bugs are my nemesis, reproducing numbers far beyond what their predators can control. But my grandkids adore them. Calling them boxies, they are enthralled with their cute little friends. They will make a home for them in a jar, making sure they are comfortable and well-fed with collected leaves. While sauntering through Temple Square on a lovely June day, I was startled by the ki-ki-ki call of peregrine falcons. One lit atop Moroni's head, which adorns a temple, soon to be joined by another. The elder missionary who had begun his missionary pitch to me was aghast as I explained the peregrine coupling on their sacred figure. My grandkids and I were keeping track of robins, a robin's nest which had been built over our front door facing. Checking the eggs, which were near hatching, we discovered a great basin gopher snake had crawled up the vertical house wall for egg souffle, devouring all four eggs. How in the world did this reptile even know there was a nest with eggs in this unusual location and make the vertical climb to eat them? A natural wonder. Our bird feeder is quite popular with predatory birds. We noticed a darling little saw-whet owl sitting in the tree where the feeder hung with a junco in its beak. On another occasion, my wife alerted me to a stellar jay sitting on a limb outside the kitchen window with a fat meadow vole dangling from its mouth. A few weeks ago, my daughter texted me a photo of a mystery bird that had slammed into their window. What is this bird? A northern shrike was the victim, a rarity indeed. Fortunately, it recovered, hopefully without serious injury, to hunt her birds for another day. When our children were young, a Jerusalem cricket was discovered in the basement. These Tonka toy-like insects are marvels, and scary. It kept our children occupied for hours. On another occasion, we came home to find baby skunks had invaded us. One of our sons had found them near their road-killed mother and adopted them. These cute little critters soon adapted to our presence, and no one was sprayed. But they did harbor a skunky odor for some time, probably from their deceased mother. Given the Thanksgiving season, I'll wrap this up with turkeys. Downtown Logan had four tom turkeys who were causing mayhem with traffic at the center and main intersection. Our fearless law officers were called out to remediate the situation. Following an hour of frantic scramble, the officers were defeated, as were the turkeys, who found an open door for refuge in a butcher shop. This is a true story. Wishing you a wild Utah Thanksgiving. This is Jack Green for Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I'm wild about this Utah.
Funding for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible through the Harry Bertoia Foundation Gallery in St. George, welcoming children and adults alike for interactive tours. View New York quality art in Southern Utah with sounding sculpture, mid-century modern chairs, and spill cast bronzes. Info at harrybertoia.org.